listening to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. I'm your host, Isabel Graves, and this is episode number 10. Our topic today is Feminism 2, Electric Boogaloo. If you enjoy our content, please support our sponsors. Podbot. Let's face it, buddy. Your content is not the best thing since sliced bread. I mean, you make pretty good content. But not a whole lot of people want to take the time out of their day to concentrate on reading your latest political rant, or narcissistic personal story. Don't take this the wrong way. Your content is good. But it's not a fancy meal in an expensive restaurant good. Your content is good. But it's good like a cheeseburger and soda at a drive-thru. Sometimes we want to consume it. Sometimes there is nothing better around and sometimes we even like it. Whatever the case may be, we consume that greasy drive-through cheeseburger because it's fast and convenient. So help serve your audience with a fast and convenient version of your content. Visit podbot.ai today and convert your written content into a full-length, natural-sounding, easy-to-consume cheeseburger. I mean podcast. Convert your written content into an easy-to-consume podcast. It's called Electric Boogaloo, a name derived from an online news platform that has morphed into a loosely organized group of women's rights activists with names like the Women's March on Washington and the Occupy Wall Street movement. Unlike almost any organization where this happens, its members were formed in an effort to avoid censorship on technology platforms. Members of the Boogaloo group say they are taking part in protests to protect protesters and businesses. Their presence is a threat to other demonstrators and to the local government, which tends at best to be suspicious of their intentions and ideologies. On May 30, three men who identified themselves as members of the Boogaloo group were arrested in Las Vegas, Nevada, on terror charges. They told a confidential informant that during the George Floyd protest they wanted to try to incite violence and spark an uprising. Instead, the men who planned a bomb attack on a substation in April decided to focus on the protests that were taking place across the country in response to the killing of George Floyd. Two men were arrested in Las Vegas, Nevada, on May 30 for attempting to incite unrest at the George Floyd demonstration. According to a news release, they were likely affiliated with the far-right group Boogaloo and incited domestic militant activity, the FBI said in a statement. Hawaiian shirt, worn, gun-wielding white man pops up again and again at protests against police brutality in the U.S. Self-proclaimed Boogaloo boy arrested after he allegedly livestreamed his chase of a police officer. These people, known by his name Boogaloo Boys after the title of a cult film from the 1980s, are notorious for their anti-government rhetoric around the use of violence and violence against police, women and other marginalized groups. Supporters of the loosely organized Boogaloo movement seem to believe that armed anti-government actions could lead to a second U.S. civil war. The group has created forums and created confusion by participating in recent protests and organizing itself in ways often associated with far-right and extremist policies. They gained attention after claims that violence broke out after a largely peaceful protest against police brutality. On June 4, three men believed to be members of the Boogaloo movement were arrested in Las Vegas, Nevada, on terrorism charges in connection with a conspiracy to expedite the violence at the protests. In January, NPR first reported that fringe movements, including right-wing militias and patriotic groups, had begun using the word Boogalsoo on social media as a thin, veiled, code for a racist war against the United States. Such discussions on 4chan, Reddit, and Facebook groups, often in the form of memes and anonymous posts, are critical of the government, encourage violence and armed resistance, and often use racist and xenophobic language. Although it requires finding the majority of right-wing Boogaloo content, combing news forums, and gaining access to protected disk servers, some of its proponents have emerged from the shadows. As Vice reports, the hashtag #Boogsoo has been inundated with violent memes in recent weeks, possibly indicating that Boogalsoo Boys is intent on fomenting discord if the group decides to allow it. In Minneapolis, one of Boogaloo Boys' supporters wore a gas mask and shared a photo of himself and other men standing with guns outside a protest. Another video posted on Twitter shows people with guns and Hawaiian shirts at a demonstration in Dallas. One of the people holds a sign reading "Black Lives Matter" while wearing camouflage clothing. Fuentes's presence at the rally was notable because his stream consisted mainly of him and his supporters strolling around making racist jokes, some of which he said at the expense of black protesters. During the livestream, one protester was skeptical of Fuentes and asked what he was doing there and whether he would say he was documenting for True News. When the protester asked if he or she had come to the end of the matter, both said that they supported her. More than likely, Fuentes is a far-right group called Boogaloo, an acronym for breakdance, which has now morphed into internet slang for the Second Civil War. The Los Angeles-based Boogalsu Assassins, aka the Boomers, are a group of musicians who continue to make their way through the streets of Los Angeles and other parts of the country as DJs and collectors, Boogaloo legend Joe Bataan thinks little of the extremist use of Boogalsu in his music. Even people armed with the resistance will stop using the word and move on to another in 15 years. Episode 10 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Isabel Graves. Adios.